With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. At a vigil last evening, mourners wept and prayed for the victims of the church school shooting in Minneapolis. Two children killed, seven people wounded in the attack on a chapel at Annunciation Catholic School. The Archbishop of St. Paul, Bernard Hebda, says he found hope in the actions of the children as bullets shattered the stained glass windows.
The young children spoke about how their classmates or the other students in the school were so attentive to their needs and even tried to shield them at those moments of greatest need.
17 people were wounded in the attack. The gunman, identified as Robin, formerly Robert Westman, once attended the school. Police say he died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Washington Mayor Muriel Bowser says carjackings in D.C. have plunged 87% since President Trump's crackdown on crime was launched. And how's that crackdown being received by the public?
A poll from the Associated Press North Center for Public Affairs Research shows 81% of Americans see crime as a major problem in large cities. Slightly more than half of U.S. adults say they approve of the president's handling of crime. But the poll shows there is less public support for federal takeovers of local police departments. Trump has deployed the National Guard to the District of Columbia and has threatened to expand that model to other cities across the country. The poll also shows Trump's overall approval rating has increased to 45% now. Mike Hemp in Washington.
At least 14 people killed, a massive Russian missile and drone strike on Kiev, Ukraine. CDC Director Dr. Susan Meneres has been fired less than a month after her Senate confirmation, the White House saying she was not aligned with President Trump's agenda and would not resign. This is SRN News. A transgender problem at a religious school.
Roanoke College in Virginia, which is affiliated with the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, is accused of letting a man join the women's swimming team. The Virginia Attorney General is investigating whether the school is in violation of Title IX and the Virginia Human Rights Act. Officials at Roanoke College say they didn't have a policy in place when the man joined the team and have since kicked him off, much to the relief of his female teammates. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism in Chile. Officials in Santiago say a historic synagogue has been vandalized with graffiti and posters of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu with a bullet hole in his forehead. The posters read, "Your silence is cooperation with Israel's genocide." The nearly 100-year-old synagogue in downtown Santiago has been the object of vandalism several times since the deadly Hamas attack on Israel in 2023. This is SRN News. There is concern about artificial intelligence and people considering suicide.
A study finds that AI chatbots often avoid answering high-risk suicide questions but are inconsistent with less direct prompts. Published Tuesday in the journal Psychiatric Services, the study highlights the need for improvement in chatbots like ChatGPT, Gemini, and Claude. Researchers from RAND Corporation emphasize the importance of setting benchmarks for how AI handles mental health queries. Concerns arise as more people, including children, rely on these tools for support. Keith Peters, Washington.
Japan's top trade negotiator has abruptly canceled a visit to Washington aimed at issuing a joint statement on a tariffs deal with the Trump administration. A top government spokesman says a trade envoy canceled the trip because some details require further discussion. More details at SRNnews.com.